Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's go ahead and open prayer. God of all wisdom, I prayed for you to fill me with the words to share and how much we need your gift of knowledge and understanding in this ever-changing world we live in. And you have done that through your Holy Spirit. You are so good in all the many ways you speak to us, and we thank you for that. We pray for you, the presence of your Holy Spirit to fill this room, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So before I begin my devotional, I want to share a picture with you of a wise old owl. He plays an important part in a story I was led to share with you on wisdom. So here he is. Everybody see him? And you notice there's some writing along the side of the owl there. Okay. So it's a short story that goes along with the picture. And it's called The Legacy Behind the Wise Old Owl. It taught the storyteller a lesson on the wisdom of God and the meaning of the word listen. The following words are a quote that were requested to be put next to the owl that reads, "A wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we like that wise old bird?" The story is based on a memory from this picture and poem. So our storyteller begins. "Dear reader, I adored my first grade teacher. Her name was Miss Walker, and she had just graduated from college. We were her first grade class. She was young and pretty, kind and sweet, what every first grade teacher should be. But what I remember best about her is the saying in the little photo. She told us she had an art student from a community college in Fayetteville during the summer come draw the owl and write the message on the board, because it would be the best lesson we had ever learned. It stayed on the second chalkboard all year. I came home the first day of school, and like everyone in the class, I had memorized the saying because Miss Walker introduced it, talked about what it meant, and why the owl is considered wise, why the most important gift in the world is the gift of wisdom. She ended with thanking us for being her first class of students. Miss Walker considered herself lucky because she got to be the very first teacher to start giving us a part of the gift that would continue a lifetime, wisdom. I must admit, Mother and my brothers were pretty impressed when I spouted the little saying at supper that night. To this day, I've never forgotten it. Perhaps that is why, subconsciously, I keep choosing listen as my word of the year." By the end of that first year of school, the message behind the beautiful owl on the chalkboard was crystal clear. There was a gift called wisdom to be found in everyday experiences. And now that we knew it, we must continue to open the gift and then share it with others. He continues, "I am as guilty as everyone else when it comes to praying for things that God, from God, like getting a new car. Oh, right. God already did that. Or getting me out of debt. Or providing more luxuries, trips, clothes. We all know the drill. But our God is so wise. He knows that this is not what we need. And we would fail at it if he gave it, if we weren't prepared with wisdom and understanding." The storyteller closes saying, "So before we start setting short and long-term goals, including wealth, let us seek the wisdom we need to be successful in our endeavor of living a fulfilled life by God's definition, whatever that may be." The writer in the story is sharing with us his word of every year, listen, and how he applies it to his life in seeking God's wisdom. Perhaps he does it by praying to God, asking for wisdom, and then waits to hear a voice answer. Or maybe a gut feeling or strong word or words suddenly invades his thoughts. Or through reading in the Bible, he listens with an open mind and heart what words are saying to him. Maybe even in a conversation or through his pastor, he listens and hears the message of wisdom he needed at that certain time in his life. Rarely will we be blessed to hear an audible voice. However, we can hear God answer if we listen with an open mind and heart. We all know that worldly wisdom, also known as folly, is not of God, as a storyteller soon enough found out. Whether we pay out dollars weekly that we shouldn't be spending at Starbucks, buy expensive things we don't really need shopping at the mall, or find ourselves in trials beyond our thinking on how to deal with them, we should not hesitate to call on God in prayer or read in His Word, asking, searching, listening for His godly wisdom to help us to control our worldly desires. We need to be alert to the foolishness around us and make it a daily habit to spiritually listen more and cautiously speak less. I remember, as if the days were yesterday, the words of wisdom that my dad gave to me through my teenage years. With a stern warning, he would say, "Mary, keep your eyes and ears open and your mouth shut, and you'll stay out of trouble." Not being Bible knowledgeable until I reached my 60s, when I came to Calvary Chapel, I purchased my first New King James Bible. Then one lucky day, I won a door prize at His Word, and it was an NLT Bible. In those earlier days, I found it an easier read, and so I was so surprised while reading in Proverbs 20:12, "Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord." And in Proverbs 21:23, "Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble." Wow, I thought, Dad was sharing God's wisdom with me. Though my dad never practiced any faith, surely in his Pennsylvania Dutch upbringing, he was given words of wisdom from the Bible by his parents. In fact, on a trip back to Pennsylvania, I was doing research on my family genealogy, and I found my paternal grandparents' graves in a very small old cemetery established in the 1800s next to a church called St. John's United Church of Christ, giving me belief that my dad was taught to know God's wisdom and to share it during his lifetime. It's hard for me to believe that I am at my dad's age when he passed. I've reached those so-called golden years that are supposed to give you the best days of your life, and even claim the statement that an increase in wisdom comes with old age. I would have to say the golden years are a bit overrated. Life can get compromised with health, loneliness, and more. Growing in age represents clinging to God's wisdom for strength to live through each day in order to survive the obstacles of this ever-changing world we live in. No matter what our age is, we must try with our utmost might to remember to stop and listen to God for His guidance and His leading in anything we pursue in life. I know I try, but like anyone else, I am vulnerable to let worldly impulses invite me into making quick decisions, both large and small. A couple come to mind as I type this message when I didn't take time to pray. I allowed my worldly desires to think I had a need to have, even when it didn't feel right. If only, are the words spoken afterward, if only I would have taken the time to pray and seek God's wisdom before making these decisions. God knows we have impulsive behaviors, and we do learn the hard way that we must seek His wisdom first. There are even times when the events of the world can overpower the ways we think and react to changes. We allow our hearts to soften to the world so strongly that our thoughts and actions take over our emotions. We forget to act on them, and that means stop, pray, and listen for God's wisdom when we are faced with dealing the fears of the unknown. And for all of us, young and old, there are also tensions, difference of opinions, and more that can make us slow to remember that God has a plan even when we can't understand why things are happening the way they are. We've all in recent weeks reached out to God in prayer, some thanking Him, some questioning Him why. I went before Him in silent prayer searching for answers, and He gave me wisdom of understanding that I feel speaks to all His children in these changing times. God has one wish for all of us, and that is to move on in our lives and remember that He is in control, and in the end, it will always be by His ways, not man's foolish ways. During this alone time with God, I felt the greatness of who He is, the one who sits on the throne. I listened with my heart, and His message was so clear that He is growing us stronger in these last days for eternity, and that as His children, He desires for us to be bold in our Christian walk and being a strong witness for His Son, Jesus Christ. And most importantly, we have the knowledge from His Word that his plan has always been to work everything out for the good in his timing, not man's. When this world gets us down, we are to be encouraged that this place we live is temporary. Our hope is in Jesus Christ and what is to come in heaven. That is the wisdom of God and the message he gave to me that I wanted to share with all of you today. We are a family of believers who are to share in love for one another, not let what is happening around us reshape our hearts and minds to this world. The foolishness of the world can make us grow weak, but through prayer and seeking God and wisdom in our Bibles will keep us strong to face anything. I certainly have no excuse not to seek God's knowledge through his word, as I have to admit that I have a growing collection of Bibles. A recent Bible I purchased is edited by author Elizabeth George and is called A Woman After God's Own Heart Bible, New King James Version. In the book of Proverbs, she has a page titled Discerning Between Good and Evil. I feel what she wrote is a treasure of positive thoughts that I'd like to share with you. Her words here on this page in Proverbs are so filled with inspiration, just as they are in all the many books she has written. She writes, "It seems like I have to make at least one decision every second. I have to decide what to think, say, ask, work on, or wait on. I need wisdom for making decisions that lead to a better life. Can you relate? How do we get wisdom? One man in the Bible, Solomon, did what you and I must do if we desire a better life. He prayed to God for an understanding heart that he might discern between good and evil. And God was pleased and gave him a wise and understanding heart." Elizabeth asks, "Do you deserve a life of greater wisdom? These daily steps will improve your quality of life and move you toward discovering God's plan. First, desire wisdom. Test yourself. What do you desire most? Long life and wealth or wisdom? Second, pray for wisdom. Third, grow in wisdom. Don't confuse earthly wisdom with true wisdom. True wisdom comes from above. James describes it as pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." We all need God's wisdom, she continues, for dealing with our trials and with people. And we can thank him that we all need to do is to ask him with a heart full of faith and it will be given. When God is your focus, your priority, and the center of your minutes and days, you won't need to worry about your daily duties and circumstances or anything else. God will see you safely through your challenges. He will provide the wisdom you need to make right choices for handling your hardships and give you the strength you need to endure them. And this author ends with this reminder from Proverbs 19:2, and how it warns us if we move too quickly, we may just go the wrong way. In today's fast-paced world, circumstances often keep you from taking the time you need to think through situations. Your kids shout that they're going to a friend's house as they head out the door. Your girlfriend calls and says she's buying tickets to a concert and the tickets are going fast. A salesperson calls and says if you order right now, you'll get a big discount on carpet cleaning. No matter what the pressure is, wisdom waits. Take time to pray. And when necessary, consult someone you trust. The truth is that very few things in life require an instant decision or offer rewards worth the problems that haste often brings. She ended saying, "Keep your cool, take your time." In all my research and reading for this devotional, along with my constant prayers these past weeks for the words to flow from the Holy Spirit to write this devotional, I became more than strongly aware how much our study of Proverbs means to me. I remembered that in our lesson 8, we were asked which topics or verses would we like to study more in depth. I had chose the book of Proverbs. I have decided that in the weeks to come, when it is cold and wintry outside, my plan is to get cozy inside with a cup of hot tea and the book of Proverbs and take my time going through them and listen to them speak to me. It is amazing how this one book and God's word can show us how to live life skillfully. In them, we can find that everything we need is there to direct us to God and not to the world. All this knowledge and understanding stems from one important verse, Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. All these values for everyday life from the book of Proverbs teaches us that common sense, along with a special reverence for God, will always result in finding true wisdom. For example, we have learned that wisdom is an attribute of God, and we know that wisdom in the New Testament is Jesus Christ, who is God. We learn as a child how easily numbers can add up in doing simple math, and if we apply that analogy to reading the book of Proverbs, we can see how easily the words in these 31 chapters can add up in leading and guiding us to obedience to God in living our lives and not to live for the foolishness of man. So in application, do we want to be abundantly happy with the things of this world, or do we want to be abundantly happy by seeking God's wisdom and growing stronger in our daily walk with Jesus Christ? The book of Proverbs is for today and tomorrow and for years to come. These instructions tell us how to love and fear God first and how to love one another second. If we fear God, it simply means we do so deeply love him that we have no human desire to allow the treasures, trials, and emotions of this world to supersede the wisdom of God. It is a given that God hears our prayers. He waits for us to surrender and ask in his will. He will never answer when we ask for things of this world that will separate us from his presence in our lives. The wisdom of the world is not going to get us out of debt. It's not going to get us a job. It's not going to heal our marriages or give us all those new things we think we need. That is the knowledge that God wants us to live by, that we can do nothing apart from him, and in the end, listening to him will keep us from being spiritually self-destructive by living in the man's world. We need to share with God regularly that we are running out of strength and energy in the busyness of this world, that our minds are getting entangled with the emotions of this world, especially now with all the unrest of these past weeks, and how we need fresh insight from the Word of God, from the mind of Christ. He is waiting to graciously and freely give his wisdom to all of us. Let's pray. Lord, you are more precious than any earthly treasure we can ask for. Your wisdom and understanding are an amazing gift that you give to those who seek you. Lead us in your wisdom as we make decisions throughout our day, especially now as we have no sense of what is to come. My prayer is that we trust in you, Lord, with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, and in all our ways we will acknowledge you and know that you will direct our paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.